you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, and hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Psalm 84, verse 6. As they passed through the valley of Baca, they made it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, November 6, 2023. And listening, friends, you know how much I love Testimony Tuesdays. Well, it's going to be a bit of a Testimony Tuesday on Monday as two friends join me in the studio. And it's been such a delight for me, Mike and Jeff, to get to know you this last, I guess, year or so. Mike, I think it was at Lincoln Square a few years ago.
It
you
was.
Were attending a gathering and you walked into the studio and we began a friendship there.
Yep.
But it's been really the last couple years through the Ministry Leaders Network luncheon, through the prayer gatherings, that I've gotten to know and appreciate you. And Jeff, I've known you, Jeff Goldberg. So that was Mike Crosta that I was just talking about. And then Jeff Goldberg, I think it was about 11 or 12 years ago, you were in the studio here with one of your books that you came out with, sharing some of your faith journey. And so I'm glad to have you both in, because you're so integral and such a part of this audience of one. It's coming up this Saturday, everyone. Saturday night, 7 p.m. That's November 11th at the Virginia Theater, a free event. There won't be an offering taken. This is to bring one people together to honor God, to worship the Lord, and to pray for our city, our communities. And so that's this Saturday, 7 p.m. I think the doors, is it going to be 6:30? That's what we've
been
talking
about. Doors will open at 6:30, yes.
Doors will open at 6:30. So let me get back to Mike and then a little more about Jeff. And then we're going to have Mike share a little of his faith journey. But what I've loved about Mike Crosta, who helps facilitate prayer and oversees prayer at the Vineyard Church with his wife, Kathy, and is involved in so many different things. But what I love most about Mike is he's so different from me. And I love how God has brought us together. He has the skill of facilitating. He's very clear, insightful, fewer words than me, which is about most everyone. But he's very precise in what he wants to communicate and say when we have our prayer gatherings. Very thoughtful, careful with his words, where I can tend to be careless, for sure. But God has brought us together, and I usually sit next to him and learn from him, and he facilitates our two Thursday night gatherings each month for our local prayer gathering, and has been instrumental in praying for and preparing all of us for this audience of one. So I'm going to come back with some of the things that you've led us through on Thursday nights, because
sure.
I love when you talk about the importance of recognizing our status in the kingdom.
Identity, yeah.
All right. Identity. And then Jeff, I've known for many years because of him being a faithful follower of Jesus. Sometimes we meet up at fundraising banquets or other gatherings, or I think we've seen you and your wife, Jerry, out having pizza and struck up a conversation. But do we say a messianic believer? You grew up Jewish, but you love Jesus. And I think we're going to save you for Testimony Tuesday tomorrow. I'm going to have you back because there's a lot of things I want to cover on today's program. But I've known Jeff for a number of years, and he's a graduate from the University of Illinois, and he can talk more about that. But Mike, what else would you want the listener to know about you by way of a little bit of your testimony? And then we're going to jump into Psalm 84.
Well, I was raised Catholic, and I went to Catholic schools for 12 years. And I think what is unusual about that, my senior year, it was during Lent. I can only say I just felt this pressure, this urge to go into our school's chapel during my lunch hour for the 40 days of Lent and read the scriptures. Mm. And that's not a normal thing in a Catholic school. And I did, and that's where I fell in love with the wisdom books of the Bible. I think that was a real pivotal moment for me. I remember going into this really dark, quiet chapel, beautiful windows, opening up these Bibles and just reading from Psalms and Ecclesiastes and so on. And it really put a love of wisdom in my heart. And so I guess that would be the start of my journey right there.
And you've served as like a dean of students in a lot of different capacities. So take us through some of your background.
Sure, sure. I was a dean at a Christian academy, actually two Christian academies in Texas. They were called UMS, University Model Schools. So they were 3 days a week in school, 2 days a week at home. Beautiful hybrid, some Christians started years ago. So I was a dean. I taught worldview. I taught Western Civ as well. Also had been, I've been a vineyard pastor. I had a church in, it was called the Vista Ridge Vineyard in Lewisville, Texas. I took over from the senior pastor who left for a couple of years. And so I did that. And mainly, though, my career has been in education. So.
And I like to say this a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I think God does have a sense of humor. But here he brings you to Illinois, and yet you're really finding some roots. You're building some roots here.
Yeah, we never would have chosen Illinois, but there was a time, and this was a significant moment for us, where we were in Texas. We had great jobs. We had wonderful groups of people we were leading and everything. Our kids are there, and we felt the Lord say to sell everything. And he said, get mobile. And so we did, and we didn't know really exactly where we were going to end up. We went to Missouri for a while. And then the Lord, long process, he actually led us here. And I can't say it was a thus saith the Lord. It was a real practical decision. Our daughter was here going to church. We were 2 hours away in LaPorte, Indiana. And so we said, well, why don't we just move down there? And here we are. And it's been a really wonderful, I think this is a wonderful community.
And didn't your daughter now return to Texas or something?
Yeah, as soon as we moved in, she took off.
But you've been integral in a lot of activities locally and helping facilitate our twice a month gathering of local believers to honor the Lord. And one of the things that I always will point out or have you share with the group is that position we have in Christ, that we don't come groveling, we don't come begging God. Yeah. Walk us through that, because I think many of us need to hear it over and over again, the position that we have.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, Mark. I think we just don't believe really who we are and what our true identity is. And so I love to talk about our identity. And so there's three components of what I call our kingdom identity. And one of them is when we got born again, we shifted our identity from a sinner to a saint. But we are also born into a royal family with Jesus as our king. So we're actually royalty. And we need to embrace that. That's not pride. That's not arrogance. It's truth. We are royalty. We're in a royal family. But most of all, we're the one people of God. We're in God's household now. And so I like to encourage people. I'd like to say to people, actually, that our identity as the one people of God transcends nation, race, and religious affiliation. It is a higher identity that we all must embrace. And I believe we must embrace that, because when we embrace it and we come together in one accord as the one people of God and we pray for something and we're agreeing about it, I have no doubt that God will hear it and answer our prayer. I get excited, Mark, when we talk about this.
Well, that's why Jeff and I and the team all felt like you would be the perfect one to emcee, to oversee what's going to happen this Saturday night at our Audience of One gathering, 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater, 203 West Park Avenue in Champaign. It's a free event. The doors open at 6:30, and we're praying that it's 1,000-plus followers of Jesus coming together to see what God's going to do as we unite as one, praying for our community, praying for the police, the first responders, the health care, the education. We have about 6 or 8 different themes that we'll all walk through, sometimes praying with those that are on stage or sometimes breaking into smaller groups. But one thing, Mike, I want to say, and I know we both felt like God really answered our prayers we were looking at all logistics and how it's going to be pulled together. And with us in the studio also is a member of our team that has been doing a ton of behind-the-scenes work. He's our event coordinator. I guess we'd say R, but we prayed for God to help us. And what would you want to say about Jeff?
Oh, yeah, I do want to say something.
Be careful.
I am. I'm very careful here. So Jeff, I think, came in the spring. right?
End of May.
End of May. Okay, we had been praying since last December, at least, praying twice a month. We're praying for God's will. We're just honoring the Lord's presence and praying that he comes. And I fully believe with you, Mark, that the Lord earmarked Jeff. And I don't know how he heard about it. I've been thinking about it. How did he come to the meeting? But as soon as we got to know him, I realized, I know with you, that this man carries the grace for administration. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we don't have that.
Right.
And so I'm 100% convinced that he is from the Lord as the result of consistent prayer for months.
Yeah. And so Jeff, behind the scenes, is working out all the logistics, the timing, you know, everything from setup to who's bringing the equipment, the worship team, rehearsals and logistics and food and many of the things that he doesn't want to be on stage. He wants to be in the sound booth and helping and assisting and making sure everyone knows what they're supposed to do next. But thank you, Jeff. And we're going to feature you tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday to hear some of your exciting faith journey, but appreciate the work you're doing on behalf of the Lord and our community. But if your prayers were going to be answered about this audience of one coming up this Saturday night, what would they be?
Well, my prayer is for a full house and that the Lord would bless the event.
Amen.
In whatever way he wants to. We have plans for worshiping the Lord, praising God with music. I'm a musician, so I love to hear the music, lifting up God, as well as a time of prayer. We're going to have hopefully close to an hour of prayer on individual themes and topics with guest prayer people, as well as group prayer within the auditorium. So I'm just hoping for a full house so that people can take advantage of being together.
Amen.
Hopefully, we're all used to going to church, our own church, but this is for the whole community.
Yeah.
And so this is interdenominational.
Hey.
This is for everybody to join together as one voice, one people, and worship God and pray for various groups in our community.
And I know, Mike, you and I have been working on a diverse program with different people representing different denominations and life experiences, and we're really pleased at how God has raised up certain individuals. And another thing that I appreciate about what you always take us through is when we pray, we should always begin with that spirit of worshiping God. He deserves our adoration. So walk us through some of the elements of the program.
Yeah. Well, just to make a comment about that, with royalty, what do you do with royalty? You honor royalty. So how do we honor the Lord? Thanksgiving, praise, and worship honors God. So instead of thinking of our petitions first, we want to give honor to the Lord, give our affections to the Lord first, because he's first. He is our audience of one.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the back end of that, we want to then ask him for things, because the scripture says, ask, right? It's just that we don't ask first, right? We honor the Lord's presence first.
Yeah, and you talked about the Lord's Prayer and how it begins with, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." That's should be the first and foremost thing. We don't go with our laundry list to him right away. I pray for this. I pray for this. We got to first honor him.
Yeah. And Mark, I think a lot of believers don't really get that really simple point. And this point here has transformed my prayer life. So real quick, back to the evening itself, there'll be two components to the evening, right? One is going to be, we're going to honor the Lord, honor his presence. And the second half of the meeting is going to be, we're going to pray for the city and the different parts, as Jeff mentioned.
Yeah, we're excited. We've assembled a great worship team, and there's going to be different elements of how that'll come together at the beginning and at the end, and we'll see how God facilitates through all that and through our time of prayer and worship. And excited. So listening, friend, if you missed a portion of the broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also wluj.org under the Mark and Friends link. But this Saturday night, 7 p.m., the That's November 11th at the Virginia Theater, 203 West Park Avenue, downtown Champaign. We're having an audience of one coming together as one people to worship the Lord and pray for our city. We'd love you to be a part of that. Tell your friends, your neighbors. Many churches are on board. I think over 30 pastors have shown an interest and are acknowledging it in their church bulletin or through social media. We've contacted many other individuals that oversee ministries that are getting involved, and we believe God has called a number of these people to participate on stage, and so we hope you'll be a part of it. We're trusting God's going to do some supernatural things, and like Micah said many times, just think if we all came together as one people petitioning a God that loves and delights in hearing us, but we do it as one people, how might he answer? And so we anticipate him doing great things. And as Jeff mentioned, I hope it's a full house. I would be happy if it's just us three, but I know there's a number of friends and others coming, so I'm sure there's going to be hundreds, but wouldn't it be great if there was over 1,000 people coming together this Saturday night? So I hope you're feeling some of the enthusiasm and you're going to plan to join us. Again, doors open at 6:30, but the formal program will begin at 7 p.m. But Mike, we began today's broadcast with a reading out of Psalm 84, verse 6. And it's an interesting one. Of all my different interviews, nobody's picked this verse out. And so walk us through it, because at first glance, somebody would think, why would this be one of your favorite verses?
Well, first of all, you've got to know some biblical context. The Valley of Baca was, they say, known for balsam trees. Mm. And balsam trees secrete a resin, a kind of an oil or a resin, makes it look like the trees are weeping, right? So the Valley of Baca is the Valley of Weeping. It's symbolic of a valley of trouble, right? So the scripture reads, as they, pilgrims, you and I, pilgrims, as we pass through the valleys of weeping, the valleys of darkness, the valleys of Baca in our world, we, because we carry the presence of the Lord, who is that? The spring of living water. Because we're carriers of his presence, we make that place of darkness, it's turned into a place of life, a place of springs. And that verse captures my life, but I also believe it is the mission statement for all believers.
Now, we began with a little bit of the testimony Tuesday. You grew up under the Catholic tradition, so you knew about Jesus, you knew about God's love, but you grew as you read the Bible more and more to see the relationship that God had for you. And along the way, God raised up Kathy, your helpmeet, your beloved wife. How have you seen him in these last few years growing you and having you be that spring to others?
Well, I think the main way is through prayer. And like I said earlier, my own prayer life has been revolutionized. When I learned the concept of honoring the Lord, there are times in my prayer life where I don't ask him for anything. I just want to get up in the morning and tell him how much I love him. And that's transformed me, actually. And so that's one of the main things. And then the other thing, Mark, too, is I've also learned the incredible power of corporate prayer. It's one thing for a bunch of individuals, let's say, to pray for your ministry. It's another thing to have a group of individuals meeting together and focusing in one accord for your ministry. I think there's a lot more power in that that the church has not yet tapped into.
This is a unique opportunity for so many different denominations, people from different traditions coming together as one people. We're going to talk about in the future about a more evangelistic outreach or a service project that we can all do together. But the thinking for this is bringing Christ followers, people that love Jesus together. Right. So the preponderance, I think the majority of those that will be attending this Saturday night are those that already recognize Jesus as as Lord and Savior. And I would be remiss that if somebody tuning in today said, well, how do I start a relationship with Jesus? I've never heard that there's a God who loves and cares for me. Jeff, I'm going to give you a little of the final word because we're going to have you on tomorrow for Testimony Tuesday. But for that listener that says, all this talk about prayer, you really think there's somebody that hears our prayers, that responds to us, that really even cares about me? I just can't fathom that. What would you say to that person?
Well, I know for a fact the prayer helps because I'll probably mention this tomorrow in our talk, but when I was going through a very difficult situation and then I felt uplifted and I didn't know why, I found out later that other people were praying for me. Mm-hmm. People I knew, people I didn't know, were praying for me in my situation.
Yeah.
And during that period of time, I just felt the closeness of God. Mm. So prayer works.
Amen.
Prayer works. God listens to prayer, and people are affected by it.
Amen.
Yeah, I think of that verse, James 4:8, draw near to God. Some versions, come near to God, and he'll come near to you. So listening, friend, even if you don't necessarily feel like there's a God who loves you and cares, maybe that's such a foreign concept because you've been abused or battered or let down by Christians, or you went to church and it wasn't the experience that you thought was a positive influence on you, or maybe because of heartache or things that have happened to you, you can't believe that there could be a loving God. Well, James 4:8 says, draw near to him. Just entertain the idea he exists, that he cares, that he loves you. Just entertain that idea just briefly and ask God to reveal himself. Ask him to show that he does care, and then wait and anticipate and look for how that might come about, because he does care. He created you. You have value. You're important, and he does love you. Yes, I can't explain why bad things happen to good people, to even followers of Jesus. We don't all have just great days, but he is a loving God. He's true to his word, and he does care for you. Mike, maybe in our closing minute, how about praying for those that haven't started a relationship with Jesus, to the senior saint that just needs to be encouraged mm-hmm. today?
Sure, yeah. Father, we pray for those out there that are listening, and if they don't know you, we definitely pray, Father, that they will encounter the incredible love of God, that they will see that and they will experience that and they will know that for themselves, because you are the God who is love. And Father, for believers out there, we pray encouragement and strength and hope for every believer out there, that they too would become that spring of water, that they would pass through their areas of their lives and they would, wherever they go, they would make it a place of springs because they're filled with you and they love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, listening friend, God does care. God does love you. And I hope you'll join us this Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater for our audience of one, coming together as one people to worship the Lord and pray for our cities. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Mike Krasta, and Jeff Goldberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.